learn? What can we learn from Lauren? What can we learn from Mike? What can we learn from Paula's experience with a teen and her experience with a 30-year-old woman who sex, instead of exciting and wonderful and awe and an expression of intimacy with the man she really loves, is boring and distasteful? I summarized on my notes a couple things that might be of interest to you. Lauren's story is really pretty simple. Her message is, and maybe you've thought this one, if I love him and we don't have sex, I'll lose him. Premise, if I give in and have sex, it'll keep the relationship alive. The truth is, and statistics show, once sex enters into a relationship, it almost always disintegrates instead of gets better. She was wrong, and she lost Mike. Mike's story was that if we really love each other, then sex is sanctified. It's okay. We really love each other. But what he didn't understand was that he had strong feelings, and he had feelings of love, but he didn't really love her as in commitment. I'm for you. I'll be there, bar none. I'm in it with you for life. But that's what sex is communicating to a woman. And so he expressed the natural expression of sex, and he lost the woman of his dreams. For one teenager, she's been so inundated by Cosmo and MTV and VH1 and People Magazine and all of her peers, she just wants to get it over with and have her rite of passage.